Praise the Lord. I hope you're doing well. It's been a while since I last recorded, but I often record when I feel led by God to do so. And so today there's this chapter in the Bible I ensure that I read daily, memorize it in the morning before I sleep, Psalms 91. And today I'm going to just maybe expound on verse 1 of this and how I feel the Holy Spirit is speaking to me regarding this particular verse. So Psalms 91 verse 1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Some versions say whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So secret place, what does this verse mean? It means that there's a place that we as Christians ought to dwell to experience the presence of the Lord, and so that we find rest in his shadows. Like, it means like God is a covering. Yes, he is a covering over us as his children. And so we have to choose and dwell in his shelter intentionally, because there we will find rest and there we are covered. He is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. So taking upon this word shelter for me could also relate to solitude, to a place of separation, a place of setting yourself apart, setting time aside to listen and inquire of the Lord. It could be in prayer, it could be in worship, it could be in fasting. And with culture and how life plays out, sometimes life can be so busy that we miss out on listening into what God is delivering and the message he's giving to us at a particular moment. And so we have to be very intentional about making time to listen. And we even see Jesus' life when, after he was baptized, he was sent into the wilderness. Many a times he went to the mountains to pray. He took time and just got off what's ministry and got off the busy life and whatever he was doing, his ministry, and he just set time to inquire of God and to speak to God. So my challenge to you, how often do you take time to rest in the shadow of the Almighty? How often do you make time to listen into God? How often do you just set aside time to be in his presence, to read your Bible, to just be lost in worship, to be lost in worshiping God, to be lost in service to him from your daily activities? One thing I have learned is that the more we interact with the Word of God, the more we worship him, the more we interact with him, the more we get to understand the nature of God, and the more we get to know God's heart pertaining matters, pertaining various things. So how often do you set aside time to interact with God? And you know, it comes with so much peace and so much rest when you set aside time to be in the presence of the Lord, when you choose to dwell in his presence, when your mind is so fixated on Jesus that everything else flows out from your abundance of your time spent in his presence. So, and the Bible says that whoever dwells, so it's a choice for us to choose to dwell in the presence of God, to choose to seek after his face, to choose. He's a gentleman like that. He doesn't just come at you with the mambo mingi. Like, the Bible says that he knocks at the door, and if you let him, you accept him, then he will come in, right? And so God is constantly seeking after our hearts, seeking to spend time with us. But we have to make time for Jesus. We have to stop being so busy to listening to the voice of God. And I have realized that God is in the silence. The Holy Spirit comes in a still small voice. The Holy Spirit is gentle. That is his nature. And then he comes to us in various ways, through revelations, through dreams, through visions, through out of knowledge from somebody. Like, God is constantly relaying a message to us, but we need to be at the place of wanting to listen and wanting to receive what God is saying to us in that moment. And the Bible says that we will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. To find rest is also very intentional, and to be still and to trust. Like, rest for me is trust, is choosing to find peace in his presence, is to believe and have faith that God is able to meet you at your point of view, that God is with you, because we will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Like, you know the story in the Bible when Jesus calms the storm, when there was so much, just like the waters were raging and everything, and the disciples were worried, but Jesus rested because he knew who his Father was, even in that moment. And so even as you go about life, that you will choose to rest, it's a choice we make. The Bible says that in Matthew 6 somewhere, that who by worrying adds an hour to their life. You know, he clothes the grasses of the field, he takes care of the birds in the air, he feeds them. The grass that today is there and tomorrow is gone. So how faithful and how awesome is he if you choose to find rest in God and choose to wait upon Jesus. So in this season, I have found so much calm and peace by ensuring my mind is lost in the heart of God, by ensuring I spend time in worship, by ensuring that I am constantly inquiring of his will for my life. I'm constantly seeking after the heart of God above all else. And oh my God, there's a favorite verse I have, Matthew 6 verse 33. It says that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be given unto you. And for me to live life and to seek God, when I wake up, the first thing I'm like, God, I want to speak to you this morning. Like, the more you spend time in his presence, the more you spend time in his word becomes a light unto your feet, a lamp unto your path. Like, you just desire to want to know him more through his word. You get revelations from God. I realize that the kingdom of God has principles and it operates on principles, and we need to have knowledge of the things of God. And how do we have knowledge of this then? By being lost in his word, because his word is living, his word is truth, and he is the word. And the Bible says that God exalts his word above his name. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. Meaning this word, the Bible, is God, living. And I believe that the more we spend time in his presence, the more we understand God's heart, the more we live out life like he wanted for us to do. And I'm also certain that the Bible tells us in Romans 12 that do not be conformed by the patterns of this world, but be renewed by the renewal of your mind, right? Transformed by the renewal of your mind. And how do we renew our minds? By reading his word, because his word is a prescription and a guide to how we should live as Christians, to how we need to walk as Christians, to how we need to live our lives for Jesus, how we ought to represent him. And so it's my encouragement to you this day, as you listen into this podcast, that you will be in the secret place, you will choose to rest in the secret place, you will choose to find joy and dwell in the secret place, you will choose to live in the house of the Lord forever, you will choose to make the joy of the Lord your strength, you will choose to live your life out fully for Jesus and represent him in whatever circumstance, that you will be a faithful follower, that he will find you faithful. So as I wind up this podcast, let me pray with you guys. Let's believe and pray. Lord, we come before you this time of day and we say thank you so much that you have made for us a secret place, that we will dwell in that secret place, that you are our secret place, that you are, in you we find rest, in you we are covered. Oh Lord, we bless and glorify your name, and we pray that you would teach us to find rest in you, teach us to embrace your covering, to just to always seek after your heart, seek after what gives your heart joy, seek after what you love, and to just love you with all our hearts and all our minds and our souls, and to be at the place of seeking you all the days of our lives, because we care for you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, and we know that you love and care for us, that may we be keen to your voice, may we be clear out everything else, and may your voice be louder than any other voice, Jehovah God. May you consume our minds, consume our hearts, consume our spirits, just take charge of, let the Holy Spirit so work in us, God, and through our lives, and may we be always at the place of prayer and worship, communion, and seeking after your heart, and seeking after the things that glorify you. And may we just live a life full of righteousness. God, help us, Jehovah God. We desire to know more of you, to be lost in you, and we adore and we love you, Jesus. Receive all praise, glory, honor, and adoration. For it's in Jesus' name that we do pray, believing Amen. Have a blessed time. God loves you, and I love you with the love of God. Bye.